This is Radio EcoShock with Alex Smith.
It's an environmental disaster that's being ignored by the very people who should be championing.
Let's look at the fundamental problem here.
No one wants to talk about it.
Because they're membership organizations, you know, a lot of them. They're looking to maximize the number of people making contributions.
The leading cause of environmental degradation is,
I don't necessarily know what it is.
There's suppression and mismanagement of information everywhere. It abounds.
It starts at the local level, but then it goes all the way to Congress.
When you consider the devastation it's having on our planet as well as the oceans.
And we're in the middle of the largest mass extinction of species in 65 million years.
And they can dictate the federal policies because they have so much political power.
And one of the largest industries on the planet with the biggest environmental impact, trying to keep us in the dark about how it's operating.
That's the one thing no one talks about. Everybody goes around that.
Unfortunately, we are no longer able to fund your film project. We had a meeting, and due to the growing controversial subject matter, we have some concerns and have to pull out.
You're going up against people that have massive legal resources, and you have nothing.
I don't know that I would want to comment on that.
What is the biggest single cause of global warming? Water depletion, deforestation, species extinction, and ocean dead zones. If you answered overpopulation of the planet by humans, you're only slightly right. It's overpopulation, yes, but the problem species is cows. That's according to a new and daring documentary film by the team of Kip Anderson and Keegan Kuhn. They call it Cowspiracy, and we're going to find out why. Kip Anderson, welcome to Radio EcoShock.
Thank you so much.
Well, you're in San Francisco, listed as part of the Animals United movement. Let's start with that. What is that?
Animals United movement is a nonprofit recently set up that we focus on sustainability and living in harmony with everyone on the planet. That includes all beings, humans, animals, and all walks of life, all living together so we can live together here thousands more years happily. And we do that through mainly media projects and film. This is the first full-length feature film we're producing.
Now, what drove you to tackle the world's addiction to cattle? What sparked that?
Well, it didn't start out that way. It was really starting out as being an environmentalist concerned with the planet overall in general and what I could do to play a positive role. So instead of driving a car, biking, and doing all the things, saving water by brushing your teeth, quick showers, all these things, and then finding out that a lot of these things that I'm doing play a background role to a much, much larger cause, which is animal agriculture, that affects the environment in a much, much larger scale than all of these things that I've been, previously doing. And then it got into doing more research, and finding out that this, animal agriculture industry is just creating just a havoc on our planet from the demand of how many humans demand on animal products and then what it takes to raise and kill and feed these animals. Essentially they're giant middlemen. And it's not just cows, it's cows, pigs, chickens, it's everything.
How many cows are there on this planet? Do you know?
It's around 1.5 billion. There's around 7 billion humans are growing, but the thing is about 1.5 billion cows, that's what, one for every five or every six humans, yet, one out of every five, but they eat per day around 150 pounds of food versus a human, which is, I think, around three or four. They drink 25, 35 gallons of water. So the impact of cows in particular compared to humans that's having on this planet is it's an astronomical difference. So that's a big key in this whole thing, and that needs to be addressed. That hasn't been.
In the trailer that I've seen, you admit you had to start almost in secret. Why is that?
Well, the industry, this industry has not really been tackled, and we're not really sure at the beginning of filming why this is. And we just wanted to make sure that we could go all the way through filming before we'd be disrupted by, any industry. And, there's things with the ag gag law that have happened where it's disrupted things. There's the story where we have Howard Lyman interviewed, and he's a prominent figure in our film as well, where 10, 15 years ago, or actually it's about 20 years ago, he was sued by the Cattlemen Association for just speaking out the truth. And there's a lot of these stories. Will Potter, and he's in the film as well, and he discusses how this industry can have an impact on essentially freedom of speech. Also, another reason was that we filmed a lot of these nonprofit organizations, and we didn't want it to come out until we were filming all of them and they were done, to get the full story out as well. So it's a combination of these things.
Yeah, I interviewed Howard Lyman when he was up in Vancouver about 5 years ago, and he's really the mad cowboy. He's quite a character. I suppose the biggest profile person who's been sued by the meat industry has to be Oprah. The Texas cattleman sued her for making derogatory comments about hamburgers. She won that one, but then she's got $1 billion for lawyers, and most of us don't.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a big reason that we were silent while we were filming is because we don't have Oprah kind of money. And not only that, we lost our funding halfway through filming because the industry and the subject is a bit controversial. So, we just wanted to power through, and that's why right now we're doing an Indiegogo campaign to raise funds so we can get the movie out there. And that nonprofit, Home Films, ended up funding the entire thing. So now we're looking for support from everyone to help out, get the truth out.
So how do people do that? What do they have to do to help you do it?
Well, they can go to our website, cowspiracy.com, or they can go straight to Indiegogo, Indiegogo.com, and type in Cowspiracy. We're trending pretty high right now, which is really inspiring to see how many people are resonating with this message and how huge it's getting. We've been saying, we were creating a movie, but everyone else is creating the movement. And the movement is to get the truth out and so we can all live together with a sustainable, thrivable planet.
So a big part of the film seems to be about also how large environment groups that many of us support and believe in, that they don't want to talk about this issue at all. Tell us about that.
Oh, large environmental groups, yes, they have not been addressing this. They've been failing to address this issue properly, if at all. A lot of these campaigns that they run, they're very important and they do good work. But when it compares to the impact that animal agriculture has on the planet, it's really, for the most part, uncomparable. The comparison of these campaigns that some of them run compared to animal agriculture. And they have not been addressing them, so that's what the film explores. It's kind of a journey following me, interviewing these different organizations and asking the questions of, what do you feel about it? Why are you not addressing it? And get some interesting and very humorous answers as well. And the reason why they aren't, it's several reasons. A lot of it is it's explored in the film. They are businesses. And they feel it might alienate some of their donors. It's also a personal internal struggle within themselves of, what they do in their practices. And it's a multiple of several layers, and some of them, they actually get funded by, they may get funded by some of these organizations. And so it's not just one clear cut thing, but the bottom line is that they must address this. The saving the planet over saving their organizations has to come first, to be planet over the money.
Well, let's look at some of the claims that you make. You say cattle are the largest cause of global warming. I would have picked coal or oil burning for electricity generation and cars and trucks. Where did you get your figures on the impact of cows?
And again, it's all livestock. Cows definitely is the major player, but it is all livestock. And there's several reports. The UN report came out, I believe it was 2009, 2006, the Long Shadow Report, and that came out at 18% compared to all transportation. When you put it all together, planes, trains, automobiles, even boats, everything all together is only 13%. And then the World Watch did an independent study a few years later, and they calculated everything, including, transportation of getting the food to these animals. There's also, you have to consider all the forests that have been torn down that rather than create healthy air, it's actually making it worse. And then the methane produced from the cows, and it goes on. And they came up with their figure is around 51%. And there's some new studies coming out that range everywhere from 14.5 all the way to even more than 51. But the bottom line is every study shows that it is more than the entire transportation put together. It is unbelievable that, you know, these nonprofit environmental organizations aren't just screaming this out loud, because it's just so imperative that we address this rather than, but along with all these other important things like reduction of fossil fuels and such what.
Journalists and activists trying to expose this industry in the past have been sued, placed on domestic terrorism watch list, followed by the FBI, arrested and imprisoned simply for speaking out or trying to expose this industry's atrocities.
This is Radio EcoShock. We're talking about the damage our meat addiction causes to planet Earth and about the conspiracy to keep quiet about it. Our guest is Kip Anderson, co-producer of the new documentary, Cowspiracy. You also talk about deforestation in cattle. I would have thought that logging would be the biggest source of deforestation, not to mention things like clearing for palm plantations in those tropical forests. How do cows relate to deforestation?
Well, that's another thing that it's unbelievable that this isn't, you know, just well popular, well known, just publicized everywhere. That in the Amazon, some studies show close to 90% of the entire Amazon rainforest has been cleared for livestock and cattle. You know, the issue, we address that with the palm trees. Those affect different, not necessarily the Amazon rainforest, and that is a big issue. But when you put them side by side, there is no comparison whatsoever. It's the livestock industry tearing just acres and acres. Some studies show close to around an acre per second is cleared for livestock. And which is close to around a football field, which is just unfathomable. And it's for raising cows, and they essentially turn them into grass-fed cows, which is even more like kind of the hot topic as well of that region at least. And so this is the big reason why the rainforests are getting chopped down as well.
Now, cattle are obviously on land, but your film suggests that they add to ocean dead zones. How does that work, Kip?
Well, with all the manure and all the, you know, excrement they basically produce, when you think about it, how much, you know, just say the cows alone, 1.5 billion cows with eating that much food, you know, 1.5 billion cows each eating 130 pounds of food per day, 25 gallons of water, all this excrement, rather than going to a toilet and being flushed down into this whole sanitary system, it's getting flushed out. A lot of it goes into streams. It goes into runoffs. And if they're not, you know, it's not organic, it can have pesticides and hormones. And this runoff can go into the streams and eventually go into the oceans. But not only that, you have the food that feeds them, and a lot of that has pesticides, GMO, there's hormones and all these things in it that gets funneled down into the ocean, creates huge, huge dead zones. A good example is the Gulf of Mexico and rivers all throughout. And that's, again, it's not just cattle. A lot of these things are from pigs and chicken farms that don't have good practices of how to gather their runoff.
And what about the United Nations warnings that antibiotics may become useless because we're overusing them? Did you look into antibiotics in the meat industry?
Yes, we don't really explore a lot about the antibiotics into it, but that's part of the runoff and what's going into the water. But yeah, that's a whole another scary situation of all the antibiotics. There's more antibiotics used for animals than there are for all humans by quite a bit, and people don't really realize that, and that's kind of a scary situation as well.
What did you find out about the meat industry lobby in state governments or in Washington, D.C.? Did you run into any of that?
We did. There's an interesting part that, you know, you'll have to watch the movie. We actually interviewed, we finally got an interview with the, I don't know if it's the biggest, but one of the most powerful animal agriculture lobby groups, Animal Agriculture Alliance, and they're in it, and we have an interview with them, and they say some interesting things about defending GMOs and the industry as a whole, and that's definitely a very interesting part of the film that, you know, you have to watch. It'd take a while to even get into, but very interesting part of this whole situation.
Do you offer alternatives in the film, ways that we could help turn things around?
We do. That's what's great about this film that we felt a lot of other films don't do. It's definitely not just this big, scary film where it's all negative and, you know, this information where you feel helpless at the end. it actually, you follow this journey of discovery and truth and learn all these things, and then it leads to this very bright, beautiful solution. And then we explore the solution at the end, alternative ways of farming, sustainable, true sustainable, organic, exciting things that are happening right now today all around us that are already happening. We have interviews with different companies and thriving companies that are getting a lot of attention, a lot of money, and we end with a very positive note. That was really important for the film, so you feel inspired when you leave.
Kip, please tell us about any website or Facebook page, blog, or Twitter feed that we need to know about to keep track of this film.
Please go to Cowspiracy.com, and please support, as I said, we're doing a stretch goal with our Indiegogo campaign. You can find that on our website, the link to that. And it was pretty incredible. In only 6 days, we met our goal of $54,000, and that would help get the film out and do a tour around the U.S. And we did a stretch goal of 108, and that's what we're striving for now, 108,000. We're getting so many requests from teachers from elementary to professors that they want a 50-minute version so they can share with their students of just the information, because it's a nice adventure story, but tons of information filled. So we're going to do a condensed 50-minute version, and then also getting requests all around the world to have it subtitled and dubbed. So please support our funding campaign so that we can get this also done as well, because it costs a lot of money to get it especially dubbed and translated in over 10 languages.
When do you think we'll be able to see it?
We just actually announced we're doing the world premiere in San Francisco on June 19th, and then it looks like a week after that, on June 26th in L.A., and then from there, as our campaign goes well and we get reach our goals, it looks like we're going to do an entire U.S. tour, a West Coast tour, and then an East Coast tour of around 25 to 30 cities. And it's great, just all the attention, and everybody's just getting so fired up from all around the world. We might even go into Europe right after that, and then you can do another tour. And by the end of this year, have it on, you know, DVD and iTunes and Netflix. So it's real exciting.
I'd like to see all that happen, and I hope our listeners do support you. Our guest has been film producer Kip Anderson from Animals United. With his partner, Keegan Kuhn, they've made the documentary film Cowspiracy. You can educate yourself and the public at cowspiracy.com. Thank you, Kip, and try and stay out of trouble.
Thank you so much.
I'm Alex Smith for Radio EcoShock. Alex here with just a couple of notes about that interview with Kip Anderson. During the interview, Kip misspoke about the amount of the Amazon destroyed, saying 91% of that great rainforest was destroyed for animal pasture. What he meant was 91% of the land deforested since 1970 was for livestock. Only 20% of the Amazon rainforest has been wrecked so far. Only. The 2006 FAO report, Livestock's Long Shadow, found the livestock sector was responsible for 18% of human-made climate emissions, far more than all our cars, boats, planes, and trains combined. Livestock produces even more of the most powerful greenhouse gases, like 37% of our methane and 65% of our nitrous oxide, which is 296 times more damaging than simple CO2. The World Watch study, Livestock and Climate Change, added up all the emissions of the meat industry, cradle to grave, the trucks that move the feed and the animals, the fertilizers, everything, and they concluded a stunning 51% of our greenhouse gases are attributable to that industry alone. Oh, wow. They say, quote, "If this argument is right, it implies that replacing livestock products with better alternatives would be the best strategy for reversing climate change. In fact, this approach would have far more rapid effects on greenhouse gas emissions and their atmospheric concentrations, and thus on the rate the climate is warming, than actions to replace fossil fuels with renewable energy." End quote, and chew on that. We'd rather die or sentence future generations to die than stop eating meat. It's even worse than our addiction to fossil electricity or driving around. It drives co-producer Keegan Kuhn nuts that big environmental groups don't even want to talk about it. You know it's true. Think about it. Find links for all this in my Radio EcoShock blog at ecoshock.info, published every Wednesday. Meanwhile, Cowspiracy is trending from a movie into a movement. Check it out.
Check out the Radio EcoShock website. We're at ecoshock.org.